There are a lot of things to love about fall. Pumpkin spice everything, cooler weather, all the holidays coming up. But for lots of people here in Wolf Nation, fall means one thing, and that's football season. Now, our guide to all things football is none other than super fan and super nice guy, Fox 8 Sports' Danny Harnden. Danny, thanks so much for just sharing your time and talents and, most importantly, your love of the sport with us here in Wolf Nation.
Hello, Tammy. How are you? Yes, we love our high school football, don't we? Especially on Friday.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the whole Friday night lights, and we love living large with that here in the Triad. So I know you keep a close eye on what's happening in high school football. This is week three of high school football
week
already?
Week three, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
And the hurricane is going to stay away. We're going to have good weather. Our Fox 8 Frenzy game of the week is a good one. East Forsyth against Mount Tabor. The rivals, no matter what sport you're talking about, it's a big-time rivalry. And East Forsyth, they're good again this year. A lot of people know they won the state championship last year. They have not lost a game since November of 2017. I mean, that's a long time ago. Last year, undefeated, 15-0, state champions. And this year, they look really, really good again. They have a star running back named Amani Marshall. It's interesting. He's going to hopefully win another state championship, graduate early in December, and then go play for Wake Forest. How about that?
Wow.
Just playing for your college just down the street. So, yes, East Forsyth is loaded again this year.
So is it too early to say, but do you think they have a shot at the state championship again this year?
They do. And, you know, it's tough in November and December during the playoffs when you have to play those Charlotte schools. And sometimes you're playing the school from Charlotte, maybe have 1,000 more students than you. But last year, like I said, East Forsyth withstood that. And Reidsville also won a state championship last year. So when you're talking about high school football, I mean, right here in the Piedmont Triad, we played some really, really good high school football. We had five teams go to state championship games last year, and two of them won at Reidsville and East Forsyth. So, yeah, they play some really good football on Friday nights around here in the Piedmont Triad.
Definitely. So what other games are you watching high school football-wise this week?
Well, we are going to show highlights of 16 games on our Frenzy. We kick it off at 11 o'clock on Fox 8. We're looking forward to Page against Dudley. Now, Dudley lost their first game of the year. That was kind of a shocker to West Forsyth, not a shocker to West Forsyth, because they are good again this year. But Page Dudley's always a good one. Eastern Guilford against Grimsley. Boy, Grimsley, the Whirlies. Isn't that a great nickname, the Grimsley?
I love it.
Whirlies.
Yeah.
I've never seen a mascot at the game. Like, I mean, what do you dress up as, a tornado? I mean, I don't know what a Whirly is, but it's a cool mascot. But
it definitely
good
is.
They're really good.
Go Whirlies, if for no other reason. It's just fun to say.
Go Whirlies, yeah. And Parkland against Glenn, that's the game that I'm going to be at tonight. I'm going to be doing live reports from our game of the week at Mount Tabor in Tabor City. That place absolutely rocks on a Friday. And then I'll be cruising down to Glenn High School to shoot the Parkland Glenn. Yes, I shoot video on a Friday night. I really don't know what I'm doing. But I just follow the ball, and focus is sometimes a problem, but I'm usually able to follow the ball. So we'll see.
Hey,
if you watch the highlights at 11, you'll see my highlights to see if I can handle it.
Just don't get your nose broken like that. Was it a Louisville cheerleader who broke her nose?
I
couldn't help but thinking, but for those of us old enough, Marsha Brady getting her nose flattened on that one.
Marcia,
exactly.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about college football. Definitely something lots of folks around here are crazy about. What are the big games coming up this weekend?
Well, it was interesting last weekend. North Carolina beat South Carolina, and that shocked a lot of people because North Carolina was terrible last year, and Mack Brown, the head coach, came back to Chapel Hill, and watching that game, they look like a completely different team. They've got some spunk in, and they got some pizzazz this year, and they knocked off South Carolina last week. They take on Miami in a big matchup, 8 o'clock on Saturday night. They are maybe we'll see a different Tar Heel team this year. And NC State, they play Western Carolina. Duke was the only Big Four team that did not win last week, and they're excused because they had to play Alabama. So
yeah.
they got worked by Alabama. So,
you get a pass.
Yeah, there you go. But we'll see how the Big Four in the ACC, including Wake Forest, will do this year. I think they're going to be playing some good football there. And then also, Tammy, first week of the NFL.
Yeah, so is this the first, like, because there are so many, like, preseason games, I never really know, does this count?
Yeah.
Is this the real game? So this is now the real deal this weekend.
Yeah, and actually the preseason games that we've been watching over the last month or so, They're terrible. They're trying to get rid of the preseason, or at least knock it from 4 games to 2 games, because none of the guys play. Cam Newton played like 9 plays, and Christian McCaffrey played like 9 plays. It's as a fan, you're like, let's just get to the regular season. So yes, the Panthers start off their season Sunday at home, 1 o'clock game on Fox 8. They take on the LA Rams, and the LA Rams is a team that went to the Super Bowl last year and lost to the Patriots. So the Panthers start out with a tough one against the Rams. We'll see how they can do. I've seen some predictions from anywhere. I mean, some people are like, "Oh, the Panthers are going to be terrible." One guy on ESPN said 3-13.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't think that. But if Cam Newton can stay healthy, and I heard he's just gone vegan, then he thinks that's going to help his body this year. So we'll see. Well, if Cam Newton can stay healthy, this team can make the playoffs. That's the big key there.
And he'll also be the spokesperson for veganism worldwide if he can pull that off, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. But if you've ever seen his body in person, I mean, when he comes to the press conference, I just stare at him. I'm like, how can you be 6'5", 255, cut, ripped, muscles on top of muscles? I mean, he's just, he takes care of his body, does that.
Definitely.
There's no flab on him.
No, not even a little tiny bit. All right, well, let's hope the Panthers have a decent season this year. But I'm with you. I don't hear anything that inspires a whole lot of encouragement in me. You know, do you think? I know we're really really talking way out now. But if they do have a terrible season, you think there are going to be a lot of changes after this season?
Yeah, there's. I mean, think about this. They've never had back-to-back winning seasons. This is the 25th year of the Panthers. 25th year, and they've never had back-to-back winning seasons. And head coach Ron Rivera, I think he's a super coach. And you know, 4 or 5 years ago, they were talking about bouncing him out of there. They stuck with him. He led them to the Super Bowl. But they need. This is the year. To answer your question, Tammy, this is the year. If they don't get it done this year, yes, you'll probably see some change.
Yeah. All right. Make a break here for.
There
many
you go.
People on the Panthers staff. Well, yeah. Danny, it's always a pleasure talking to you. We're so glad that you have partnered up with us for this really cool feature that we can offer to folks who love the Wolf and love WGHP Fox 8. I know lots of folks do. So thank you for that. We're excited about this this football roundup every Friday. And, when can people watch you and watch the best sports programming in the Triad?
Yeah, well, Friday night at 11 o'clock is our Frenzy show. We have 16 high school football games on, and Kevin Conley joins me, and we do highlights, and we have a rookie anchor. We have a student from a local high school come in and do highlights. We have fan cam and band and cheerleaders, and we have a coach talk. We get a pep talk from a high school coach. And then on Saturday, it's college football all day, and then Sunday, NFL football. Just football, football, football. And then it's also, you know what, not that I promote gambling or anything like that, but it's fantasy football. All you fantasy football fans, it starts this week. I can't wait.
That's right. You better have – how, like, when do most people have to have their draft picks done? Is it all – is the ship sailed by now?
Well, hypothetically, if I was in a league, we had it last week. Both
okay.
of my leagues. I said
most
I was only going to play
hypothetical
one league this
league.
Year. Yeah, and I got talked into a second league.
Listen,
I'm
if
not
I was
obsessed with it or anything.
No. You know, I was at the pool the other day, and this guy, just the whole fantasy football, fantasy all sports really amazes me. But a guy had like fantasy football magazines. There's like print magazines that
can I
people
confess
read.
To you?
Yes.
When I used to, that used to be my reading material while I sat on the beach in the summer. Is that embarrassing?
Maybe just a little. But you know what else is embarrassing? That I just recently got the award for a top fan on Van Denton's weather page.
I heard about that.
And I love Van Denton, but I have always been a little judgy of people who get, like, the top fan badge on any news website.
Yeah.
I'm like, you people need to get a life. Guess who needs to get a life, Danny? It's me.
Congratulations. That is big time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.